This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock. Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago and beyond, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. Today, the day you are listening to this, is Thursday, May the 9th.
Eighth. I think.
Ninth would be 7 days from this Thursday.
Ninth, you're right.
And the day we're recording this is Thursday, May the 2nd. So whatever happens between now and then is nobody's business.
And it won't matter as much because it's a funny show. So
it's a goof show. So we're going to start with this awesome story from Inside Edition. After losing all of her money to an online scam, 74-year-old Ohio woman robs bank at gunpoint. What I love about this story is this 74-year-old lady robs this bank, but she kind of did a lot of planning. I kind of feel like giving her a little, like she got caught.
Yeah, she got caught.
All right.
Only got $500. Yeah. Again,
robbing a bank isn't like it was.
Decided to rob a credit union. I don't know. Maybe a different bank. I don't know. I don't know how much banks keep in the thing anymore, but it feels like a regular bank might have a little
I'm not a cops and robbers robber, right? But I think the banks have cottoned on that they're full of money, and they've got a pretty good system to make sure you don't get lots of it.
And I imagine the credit union was just like, "Yeah, you're doing what now?
Yeah, no, here.
You sure you don't? We'll give you a low interest rate loan."
I'm sorry, ma'am. Are you a member? If you're not a member, we're only allowed to be robbed by members of this credit union.
I've been wanting to change to a credit union for so long. Like to actually just leave a bank and go to a but it's just a fucking hassle to leave your bank because everything is connected to it.
Oh, I know.
And there's so many times that you get a little mad at your bank and you think, I'm going to fucking leave. And then you're like, no, I'm not.
It's a bad relationship.
It really is a bad relationship.
It's a bad relationship. You're like, fuck, I already got property here. You know, like, it's like a whole thing.
Got to fucking pay the bank alcohol. I'm not doing that.
This lady, though, she robs the bank. Then she takes off her clothes and chucks them out the car. She changes out her fucking license plate.
Scrapes
she takes
off
a
her
bumper
own bumper sticker. But they said in here, they said, the police say that it says that she removed the license plate from her car and the bumper sticker that would have made her vehicle easier to identify before committing the robbery, saying that it showed premeditation. I'm thinking, who trips and robs a bank?
Yeah.
Like, don't you all, like, isn't a bank robbery like 100% premeditated? At what level would I even care if it was a heat of the moment bank robbery?
Thank you. Is there going to be like involuntary bank robbery? Am I going to get bank robbery too instead of bank robbery? Like, what? Am I ever in the teller line and I'm like, yeah, okay, so I need to cash this check. I'd like small bills, please. That would actually be great. You know, I'm going to rob it. I'm robbing you now. Holy shit, look at me, I'm robbing you now.
You get angry in the line and then you're just like, fuck it, I'm going to rob it. And then you just go up and you just like, just deposit your check and like, that's all I really wanted to do. I just wanted to get to the front of the line. Now I'm done, I'm going.
This is a robbery. Yeah, I just wanted to see what you guys would do.
Actually.
I just was curious what you guys would do.
Actually, I just really just need change for this 20. There's a meter outside.
Yeah, I want to, do you guys take these coins? I got a lot of coins. I got a jar of coins.
I didn't want to do the coin star. They take too much money.
It's like 10%. I'm not paying 10% money for money.
Do you have a coin thing at home? Because I used to have one of those for my whole life. I had a coin jar.
I have.
And then like every year I would do it. I don't carry cash anymore.
Cecil, I have an embarrassing number of squirreled away coin jars all over the place. I don't even know where they're all at.
Do you carry cash and get coins though?
I have cash sometimes. Yeah, I'll get cash sometimes.
I so rarely use cash. So in my wallet, I have this little, I don't have my wallet on me, but I have one of these really like really thin wallets. It's essentially just an ID holder. That's all it's for. ID and there's a couple credit cards in it. But on the ones on the inside, there's like a little flap, and I keep like a $20 bill in there for emergencies. And I might have had the same $20 bill in there for a year and a half, maybe.
Oh, and I use cash. I don't know why, but I just use cash sometimes. Like, I'll need cash for something.
Never use it.
Like my kids sometimes need cash for stuff.
That's different though, because you have kids, so it's a different
story. I'll go to the bank
you can't be like, we'll take my credit card to like your 10-year-old.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, what I mean? You got to give
them
money.
The other day, my daughter was like, hey, there's a book fair. I need $20.
Yeah.
So like, I kind of have to have a little bit of cash.
That makes more sense than me, because I don't ever need it.
Yeah.
My cats don't ever come and be like, there's a book fair.
Or like the cleaning service I have, I pay them in cash because they prefer it.
So
I sometimes just have some cash. Yeah. But Cecil, what I end up having is coins fucking everywhere.
Coins?
Yeah. If you were to go in my car and open the little console, I think the bottom 2 inches is coins.
No shit.
It's just because like I get money, like I'm at a Starbucks drive-thru or whatever.
You just throw it in
I just throw it in the console. I've been doing it I've had that car since 2019. I've never taken a coin out of it. It's probably got 300 pounds of coins driving around that thing. This story's from USA Today. I tried telling them to stop. Video shows people yank bear cubs from tree.
It really does,
for
too.
Selfie.
Like, it really does. Like, watch these people, like, lift this fucking bear up. We're going to watch it. Holy shit. They're yelling. Oh, this is just music. That shit. I'm not going to play it. So there's a bear in the tree, and this lady literally just walks up and rips it right out of the tree, and now she's holding it, and now she's asking someone to take a photo with her. And she's got this fucking bear. She's holding it like a fucking puppy.
And somebody else is taking the bear, another bear from
another
the tree.
Bear. And then this poor bear can't get over the fucking the fence. It has no idea where how to get back up in the tree because it doesn't know where to go. And it's just running. And now this is just a rewind of the same video. So they're just going to
And
show
I do like that one of the bears bit the lady.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm glad to see that.
Yeah, happy to see a bear. But everybody's just going, where's the mom? Where's the mom? These are bear cubs.
Are you that fucking stupid
that you would go over there and fuck with a bear cub?
Dude, when my dad and I were up in Canada, I took my dad on a fishing trip up into Ontario, Canada many years ago. And we're driving it's fucking dense wilderness shit out there. Like, we're in the middle of nowhere. And we have to drive from like the cabins we're staying at to the dock where we're going to like put in for the day, you know, and the guide's going to take us out on the boat. And so we're driving, and it's just like these two lanes of rut, and there's just trees. And at one point, these two little baby bear cubs run right in front of the car. And we're driving 3 miles an hour, right? Like, it's just not a big deal. These two bear cubs, doop, 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 cute as fucking buttons, these little bear cubs. And my first thought was like, God, I'm glad I'm in this car. Because, like, I don't know where the fucking mama bear's at, but she's close by, man.
She's close by, and she's going to be so mad.
Right.
The moment you touch that bear. Or come near that bear, that little baby bear. Like, are you kidding me? Like, there's a reason that's a fucking thing human beings know about.
Right.
There's a reason we all collectively know that you don't fuck with a mama bear. That's why it's even just in our vernacular now when you talk about a mom getting angry about her child.
Right. Yeah, I get all mama bear. Like, and you're just fucking with a baby. This story, it would have ended better if the fucking grown-up bear just ate the woman up. Just ate her right up. Just nom, nom, nom.
I'd be okay if like if the mama bear just fought her like they were on Jerry Springer. Like, I'd have been okay with that too. I'd have been like, no, it just kicking the shit out of her, grabs her by the hair.
Here's the thing.
Hits her with a bouquet of flowers.
Another bear is not the father and is like it's doing like dancing. Little dance and shit. Like,
it's a dancing bear. The only time I ever been really genuinely disgusted was when I was in Jerry Springer's audience. Like, I was somehow I got an entry pass.
Yeah.
And they sent it and then I went. And when I went, I genuinely, like, I was, you know, the whole time that Jerry Springer was on, you weren't sure if it was fake or not.
Right.
Right? As a viewer at home, it feels like pro wrestling.
Yeah.
You're not sure. You're like, I don't know. Is it fake? Is it real? Do they just hire actors to come in there and pretend to hit each other? You can't, at least
you
for
can't
me,
tell. Yeah.
I couldn't tell. My whole life, I was like, I don't know. I'm not sure. And so when the opportunity came up for Sarah and I to go, we're like Jerry Springer fans. We weren't Jerry. We were just like, the opportunity came up and we were
sounds
thinking,
fun.
Hey, that sounds interesting to go. Let's go. And so we went. And as soon as we got in, I recognized, oh no, these are like real human beings. And you could tell because like someone was like bleeding from their eye at a certain point in the, someone else got kicked in the face with a Doc Martin. And there was like,
oh my God.
like a shoe print on their face. And the whole time I'm thinking, oh no, it's not fake.
Yeah.
Oh, it's,
I want to leave.
It's real. And these people are, and the whole time too, I don't want to cheer, but the people around you are upset because they want to be on TV.
Right.
And so they're rabidly chanting when people are getting their hair torn.
Don't people like queuing in the audience?
They have some person on the side who does a motion. And the motion then tells you what you need to do. So if you wanted to chant, if they wanted you to chant Jerry, they'd go like this. And so you would chant Jerry.
That's
then.
So funny.
And I wasn't participating. I'm just like, I'm part of the group, but I'm just like, what is happening? Like, this
right.
is not.
This is too much.
What is that? I thought it was fake. I was like, like, I feel like everybody's going to turn around like that fucking clone movie where everybody starts shrieking and pointing at you. And I'm my wife was the same way. Both of us were horrified. Like, what is happening here? It was a really weird experience. It was very, very strange. Jerry Springer is something that it was like, a product of its time.
Oof.
And really, I think showed me a lot about how rabid people were to be on television.
Yeah. I mean, and like, also like that show really wanted to be like, let's ogle the worst moments of someone's life. Let's create, let's intentionally create a heightened drama around a really emotionally charged moment. And then turn that into entertainment
it
for other
weird,
people.
Weird, man.
And like, I watched it too.
Yeah.
I watched it and you'd be like, because when I was a very young man, like when that show, when
yeah,
the show
too,
like
yeah.
hit its peak,
yeah.
I was like a young guy.
I was in college at the time. Yeah. So, yeah.
So I was just like, yeah, whatever. I'll watch that show. Like fucking people are yelling at each other. It's high drama. I was not immune to it at all. I don't say I was like a big fan.
I'm in the same boat.
I was
boat.
Like, yeah,
I wasn't immune to it either. You're right. I was, I felt the same way.
Yeah. So like I recognize now with like the benefit of some maturity is like grown-ups should not have made that show.
This is a fucked up show.
It was a fucked up show,
it was a
man.
Fucked up show.
I want to make one last observation about the bear story. I think it's real fucking weird how hard people will work to take a picture they'll never fucking look at later. You know what I mean?
I hate when people do this.
Dude, have you ever look at your camera roll in your phone and almost none of it you care about? Like, almost none of the pictures in my camera roll do I give any shits about at all. I'll go places, and I see myself do it. I'm like at a zoo or something, and I'm taking pictures, and I'm like, I'll never look at this picture. What am I doing? And there's a part of my brain that's screaming at me, and I'm not even a big picture taker. There are a lot of other people who take tons and tons and tons of pictures, and I'm like, I know you're never going to look at that. You will never look at it. This lady's like, pulling a bear out of a tree and like traumatizing this bear, like separating from its like food source and its mother just to get a picture they won't even look at,
it's like
man.
The people who take their iPads to concerts.
Oh my God.
And you're just like, what are you doing that for? You're never going to watch. You'll never in your life watch that video again.
Never.
You don't care about Peter Frampton here. Like there's no reason.
No.
You're only doing it. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
I don't know why. I just don't know why you're doing it.
I understand. And because I do this, I will say I understand the impulse to take a picture or a short video to post it somewhere. And then what I like about that is that it comes up in my memories. And then I can be like, oh, that was fun. Remember we were at that concert and it's a 30-second little video? It's the people who like spend the whole event or the whole circumstance of the thing that they're doing through a screen.
But the other problem too is like I might like take a video, but I'm gonna do it right here, which
yeah
is
man you're not holding
face.
Something over your head in
I
my fucking
hold
view
hold it over my fucking head like this so that half the crowd behind me can't see. Like why would I? That's stupid. Like it's rude.
Also, people who take videos with a giant fucking iPad are the weirdest people. The camera's not as good as your phone.
You carried that with you.
It's a worse camera than the smaller fucking device.
I love it.
It's good to watch things on, not to capture things on.
I don't think people understand that at all, though.
It's the most insane thing. It's like holding a bigger TV over your head.
It's a bigger viewfinder. They bring like a big flat screen and they're just holding it.
Like a giant old-timey, like...
They're holding the flat screen with a picture of a lighter on it. Over their head.
The fucking iPod or... What do they call it again?
iPad.
Fucking iPad people are so bizarre
Tablet
to me.
People?
Yeah. Fucking put that shit down. Why is that here? I would, if I brought that, I would be like, this is annoying to hold. I'd set it down and forget it. I would not have an iPad anymore. The only way for me to bring that home with me would be to put my keys in on it and put it in a shoe.
In a shoe? Tom's shoes and his keys get stolen.
This story comes from Gizmodo. Tesla driver charged with killing motorcyclist after turning on autopilot and browsing his phone. So there's a difference between full self-driving mode and autopilot. Autopilot is essentially lane keeping assist.
It's what you have in your car.
Adaptive cruise control.
It's what you have in your car.
I would not trust that. I don't trust it at all. Like the lane keeper works sometimes.
You almost, the good thing is that no one has marketed lane assist and adaptive cruise control as automatic.
Yes.
No one has marketed as such. What they've done is they've said, these are things that are helpers.
Right.
And then your brain is like, cool, I've always got to be paying attention to the road. I've always got to have my fingers on it. Now, maybe I don't have to do a lot.
Right.
Maybe I can just have two fingers on the wheel at a certain point or whatever. But my hand's always on the wheel. My eyes are
on the road.
Always on the road.
Yeah. 100% of the time. Because if you've used these helper devices, you know that they are imperfect. You know that sometimes they will misjudge a distance or they'll, you know, the lane markings won't be as good enough for the camera to read it 100% of the time. So you know, like, okay, it's good, not great. I can use it, but not trust it. But I don't know, man, when you call something motherfucking autopilot,
or
autopilot
full
sounds-
full self-driving?
Well, full self-driving mode is supposed to be
it's not
actual
though.
Full self-driving.
But it's not, though.
But that is a separate thing that you have to buy separately from autopilot. Autopilot comes on every Tesla. Full self-driving is like 10 or 12 grand extra. And like that is supposed to take over driving. Autopilot isn't even supposed to do that. So why the fuck call it autopilot,
don't call
man?
It autopilot. And this person is like, yeah, I'm just going to get on my phone real quick while my car is driving down the road.
Dude, I've seen like videos where people are in a Tesla and they've got like something engaged, whether it's autopilot or full self-driving mode, whichever. And they're like in the back seat for a minute.
Sleeping.
And you're like, this technology isn't there yet.
Reading a tablet.
Right.
Taking a video of a concert with a tablet while they're driving.
Oh, I think this is fascinating. I love this. The story's from The Guardian. Belgian man. I love that this is Belgian, by
the
way.
Sure, yeah, right.
Belgian man whose body makes its own alcohol cleared of drunk driving. So there is a syndrome that is very rare. It's called autobrewery syndrome.
Oh, it should be ABV syndrome.
Oh, it should be.
It should be ABV syndrome.
Oh,
come
that's
on.
A missed
change
opportunity.
A V to something because it's already AB.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, it is.
He floats at a certain point. He's like partially, you set him in like a big vat of liquor and he's like kind
he's
of
just
bobbing
in
up
the middle.
And down. Yeah. It's a brewer joke. Only like five brewers are going to get it, but they're going to love it. They're going to love it.
I do like that he had to go to court and proof this. So, but autobrewery syndrome is where like bacteria, yeast in your gut starts chewing up sugar and it starts spitting out alcohol because that's what yeast does. And so sometimes people will get a colonization of these yeast internally, and it can be very hard to get rid of, really, really hard to get rid of. And if that happens, like you just have a blood alcohol level.
Yeah, it just makes its own little blood alcohol.
Yeah, you've got a little booze in the belly all the time.
This guy's pouring corn mash down his throat.
And I love that
he's swallowing little pieces of oak just to age it all.
He's just chewing up hops, just raw hops. I feel it's an IPA day. It's an IPA day. I'm just going to chew up these fucking nasty ass hops. Yeah. Well, he guys gets pulled over and like he pops hot on the BAV and like, it's like, yeah, but like, I'm always like that. That's something I can do. And I guess if you have this, you don't get all the effects of the alcohol. And I don't know how that works.
Yeah. You just get the alcohol, but none of the effects.
That
sucks.
Yeah. And I'm super curious. And it says it in the article, but I have read other articles about this where people have been drunk or tipsy from their own internalized
constantly
brewery.
Walking around.
Can you imagine being fucking constantly drunk and there's nothing you can do about it?
You're eating bread and it's turning into more liquor.
Yeah, you're just like, I don't know what to do.
You're drinking coffee and eating bread and it's like more liquor. You're like, I want it to stop. I'm doing the stop stuff.
I don't know what else I can do.
You constantly walk around all day taking cold showers.
It would be fucking horrible.
It would suck.
Just to be fucking ripped all the time.
That would suck. If you're constantly like a little drunk, yeah, that would not be fun.
No, thank you.
That would not be fun.
If I'm going to be constantly drunk, I'm going to be constantly really drunk. No, that's just terrible. That's going to be way worse. This is the most, this, I read this, Cecil, and I thought, this is the most, if Noah was going to file a lawsuit, pedant lawsuit.
This is such a pedant lawsuit.
Texas movie theater is sued. 24-ounce cup allegedly holds 22 ounces.
I love that somebody is sitting in there. They're drinking this. They're like, they're looking at their own cup. They've ordered a cup and they're kind of doing that side like tilt head.
Uh huh.
Like, this feels like 22 ounces.
Can you imagine trying to tell your wife what you're up to? And you're like, you know, I'm really going to make something out of this. And she's like, oh my God, don't you have something better to do? You know what? I'm filing a suit. Honey, this is 22. I don't care. I don't tell me any more about this. I don't want to hear any more stories about this.
Already, you're putting like 9 ounces of ice in there anyway.
Yes.
So it's not like you're getting 22 ounces of drink in the first place. Yeah. So instead, you're just getting like you're trading down for a little less. It's the same amount of ice is going to go in the cup. It's not a big deal.
You don't need 24 ounces of soda.
Although it's so fun.
You don't.
It's so
it's fine. You'll be fine with 22.
Go to the fucking the ballpark though, and the difference in the beers and how, because sometimes they'll have a beer that they say is, you know, this is the $12 beer and this is the $9 beer, and then you pour the two and it's literally this much difference in the two of them, but one's in a tall thin cup and one's
a wider
in like a little fatter cup, and the fatter cup costs $9, but the other one costs like $15, and people buy the one with the one extra ounce of beer in it.
Oh my fucking God. I love too, like when you go to the theater and like you just want like, because the sizes, I know this is like an old thing, but like the sizes of everything at the theater have gotten increasingly gargantuan to where you cannot get a sane amount of anything.
Who needs a bucket of soda? Dude. Like, I can't.
They're like,
I have a hard time.
And I'm like, no, I'll be pissing the entire movie.
I have a hard time sitting through a whole 3-hour movie without going to the bathroom anyway. If I'm working from home, has ruined me. I can't go 3 hours without going to the bathroom. I'm like, I gotta go. And I'm not gonna drink something the whole time. I'm gonna be peeing every 10 minutes. Dude, Are you kidding me?
I put a fucking Foley catheter in before I go to the goddamn movie.
I'll tell you, what you do is you get the big cup and then you just put it right underneath.
That's it. That's a hider.
That's maybe how he found out. He needed 24 ounces
yes,
and he
filled the first
22.
One up. Yeah, I need a bigger piss cup.
He's got two big piss cups on the side of his head. There's one for pee and one for soda. You just don't want to mess.
Don't mix them up.
Don't
mix them up.
Them in, hey, you know,
no.
You do.
Input, output. Yeah. Input, output.
Okay, what the fuck, dude?
The story's from Daily Beast. Rebel Wilson says a British royal invited her to an orgy party.
Oh,
dude, how little. This sounds so desperately unappealing.
Oh.
She gets invited to a party. She goes to the party and they're like, oh, good. We need more girls at the party.
Oh.
And she's like, all right. It's kind of a weird thing to say out loud, but I'll go to the party.
Sure.
Fucking weirdo. So she says, I got thrown a last minute invite to a tech billionaire party. The guy who invited me, he's like 15th or 20th in line to the British throne. And he said, we need more girls. And so she goes to this party and it's a great big rich fucks party, right? So like, it's all the stuff you can imagine at some rich fucker's party. Like it's like, she describes it as like a Gatsby party. So it's all that crazy stuff. Then it starts to get late. Like it starts to get like 2 o'clock in the morning. And he says, there's a huge private fireworks display. And then all of a sudden it's 2 a.m. and a guy comes out with a large tray piled with looks like a ton of candy. And I'm
no.
like, oh, is
don't,
that candy?
Don't eat the candy.
Don't just look.
There should be somebody who jumps out of the bushes and like attacks the thing and pushes her back at the same time.
Never take something from a tray of candy at a rich person's house. That's never candy. That's Quaaludes or fucking ecstasy or like
whatever
roofies
you do,
or a combo of all
back
three.
Back very quickly away from that tray.
If somebody says we need more girls at the party, you don't want to be one of the girls at that
you
party.
You want to avoid that party as much as possible.
That's not a That's not a party where you want to be one of the girls. 100% no.
Man, and then they're like, she says, oh, it's candy. Like, oh, it's not candy. It's for the orgy. Orgies normally start at these things right about this time. And then she's like, great. And then she's slowly backed away to the exit, which is what you do.
It's like that gif of like Homer Simpson disappearing into the bushes.
I don't know how much it is of a person who's just like fucking with her too. I don't know, because it's just a person who said it. So, you know, who knows what if it's real.
She's also selling a book full of stories. Who knows if the story is real.
Like, you're like, I don't, how gross would it be to be at the British royalty?
Orgy.
Ugh. I mean, that's a lot of bangers and mash. That's all I'm saying. Little, the whitest little sausages you've ever seen.
This is not a people renowned for their
taste.
There's
not a lot of, not a lot of color on that plate. You know what I mean? Yeah, genuinely.
No. No, thank you. I know what fucking English breakfast looks like. I don't want to imagine dessert. No, thank you.
This is the whitest thing you've ever seen. The whitest, smallest, shrivelest thing you've ever seen.
So here's an etiquette question on an orgy. Like, you're at an orgy.
Dude, don't ask me these questions. You're going to have to ask the audience.
And you finish, but the orgy's still going on. Is it okay to sit off to the side and check your phone? Because what are you supposed to do?
I think so.
Like, is there just like a bunch of people? Because not everybody's going to finish at the same time. So like, is it just like a growing squad of people?
Is there a trophy naked for the guy who finishes last?
I don't know.
That's
is there, yeah, there's got to be a prize. Yeah.
I'm sure none of the girls are finishing. So.
No.
So it's really only about the dudes at that thing anyway.
God.
So yeah. So I imagine all the rest of them get hearty high fives, and there's one guy who gets like a champagne cup full of very white liquid.
Because I imagine it's like, like, and you probably don't know this, but like when you have a kid and you go to like an award ceremony, if your kid gets called 10th and there's 100
kids. You
can't
just leave.
It's really gauche to leave.
Gauche to leave.
After you get your award. You're supposed to sit and wait for everybody else to get their award.
Sure, yeah.
I wonder if the same etiquette rules apply to the orgy. You know, you've gotten off and you gotta
wait for that guy who's just pumping away and pouring sweat. And you're like, come on, man.
Dude, do you
there's like a chocolate fountain, man. I have things to do.
This story is typically Australian. ABC.net. Hospital staff plead with bite victims to stop bringing snakes to emergency departments.
This is the one that did it. Could you imagine? You just back the fuck away and be like, what are you doing?
I don't need... Like, I guess, like, for treatment purposes, people think you need to be able to show up and be like, it was exactly this snake.
This is the one.
And you don't have to do that.
They don't need to milk it.
I don't know how.
They don't need to milk it.
And I don't know how. Yeah. Like, I don't know, like, if, like, anti-venom is just, like, good enough that it works.
You know, part of me wonders if anti-venom all kind of does a lot of the same thing. So, like, one section of reptiles does pretty much the same thing when it bites you. So, if it does this, it, like, shuts down some organs or something.
Right, or if they, like, look at the snake bite and they're like, okay, it was probably this class of...
Yeah,
like, we need to use an anticoagulant, whatever.
What's happening to you probably is also another thing that
they... Indicative, yeah, that's
a good
point.
Oh, there's a symptom of anticoagulant, so we got to do this thing.
But, like... You got bit by a wild thing that's made out of fucking venom. And then you're chasing it around to catch it. Or your buddy is. And you're either going to catch it. There's three options. You're going to catch it successfully. Or you're going to get bit again and get more venom. Or your buddy's now going to be bitten. And now who's going to chase the fucking snake down?
Or you're going to bring it to the thing and you're going to open it up and it's going to latch onto the doctor's
face. No.
It's like a fucking horror movie.
Dude, this is the grenade that blew up my arm.
This is a guy walking around.
I brought it here. Do you have an anti-grenade?
So it was just like this one. They pull the pin.
So I was holding the M80 like this.
Gosh. It's so crazy. I guess, I don't know.
Like, I feel like...
I've nipped the top of my finger off. I didn't bring the knife with me.
This is the knife that did it. I don't know if you need to yell at it or something.
Yeah, I don't know if you need to see it.
What the fuck is that? That's not... What is wrong with Australians? Like, you would think that they would know.
Also,
they live in a toxic, venomous wasteland.
If there's... if there is a fucking enough of this to write a story about,
yes,
maybe we should stop doing it as a culture.
That's true, dude. How often is this happening?
Jesus.
What the fuck?
I would be, there are poisonous snakes around us.
Sure.
So there's the water moccasin, which is a water snake that lives around here. I don't know what else. When I was a young kid, a friend of mine and I were like walking through by the street, but it was like a sort of deserted section of a on-ramp that was no longer really in use. And we were walking around. I think we were looking for worms to go fish.
Mm-hmm.
And we were flipping over some rocks. And one of us heard a rattle.
Oh, wow.
And like both of us just bolted. We just started running. But we heard the rattle, that very distinct rattle. And I didn't think there was rattlesnakes up here. But I definitely heard a rattle.
I guess there are, yeah.
And we ran the fuck out of there. We were like, fuck that. But I've seen water moccasins before. And that's, I think, the only thing that we think up here is that pretty dangerous is that snake. That's the one you want to stay away from.
Yeah, when I was living in Florida, I remember I saw what might have been a coral snake, which are venomous.
Venomous.
Or it might have been a king snake because it's a mimic of the coral snake.
Yeah.
And you can tell the difference if you're not running really fast. So I couldn't tell the difference because I was a kid and I was running really fast.
Sure.
Because we were always taught, like, you know, stay away from these different venomous snakes. And like, Florida's just full of lots of venomous shit.
Yeah.
So like,
there's shit that flies around me that might not be bees too.
Right.
I think it's a bee. I'm like, fuck it, that's a fucking, but it might be a fly of some kind because it sounds like a bee, but it might not be.
And don't care.
That mimic shit.
It's good.
Like, sorry.
It's smart.
It's good for you, but it might also get you killed.
Some sports.yahoo and also the Independent, which somehow is part of Yahoo.
Oh, I love this so much.
My hoo-ha is going to be out. Nike's U.S. Olympic outfits need constant pube vigilance, say frustrated athletes.
But the one thing I will say is they genuinely put these women in the tiniest little outfits you've ever seen. And this is like their standard outfit and they can't deviate from these outfits and they're getting cheekier and cheekier and cheekier. And
these women are next to naked.
I mean, they're genuinely like riding high sort of outfits that they're required to wear to these plays. They can't come in where I would wear like Under Armour pants or whatever.
Right.
They can't even come in something like that.
And they don't do the same shit to dudes. They're not putting dudes in fucking Hoochie Daddy shorts.
So I see Usain Bolt like a fucking in a banana hammock as
for
he's
real.
Running.
Like we're like, he should have to run around his fucking speedo with his fucking dog flopping.
Its dong is sort of partially behind him. He's running so fast. His dong is sort of hanging in the back there.
It's like,
he's pole vaulting without a pole. It's crazy. That's the three-legged jump right there.
Somebody's running. It's like, and he's got a fucking erection. So he like wins like the photo finish with his fucking dick out.
Somebody mistakes the baton in a relay race.
Whoa. Hands off.
It's running along.
Hands back on.
Hey, hold
back
on. All right.
You have softer hands than I thought. What kind of lotion do you use?
Real? What the really grabbed a hold of that thing, didn't they?
Look, at some point, just do it naked. Or just like turn the Olympics into the lingerie Olympics.
That's what they did before, you know, back in the day. They were like, no, we're not going to, back when they used to have to wrestle and shit, they'd be like, yeah, we're just going to grease each other up and just grab
a
hold.
Have you got any grease?
Yeah. But I genuinely, if somebody is going to run and they are going to opt in for the drag that is that outfit, you could let somebody use less. Up to your outfit thing, but they're doing it specifically for ratings. Like they're doing it because
for
these
male
are young.
Gaze.
Yeah, it's for male gaze, and it's basically because they're all young athletic women that they want to put in these outfits.
Yeah, this is to titillate an audience with, you know, as close to nudity of these like attractive female bodies as they can possibly get away with it. It's like, why do we have to sexualize and objectify women in every single thing we do?
Yeah.
We're supposed to be watching them be these amazing athletes performing these unbelievable feats of strength and skill and finesse and like, you know, show off their like years and years and years of dedication. And instead we're like, I want to see your tits. Show us your tits. It's like really fucking gross.
It is really gross.
It's really gross.
And the thing is like in certain sports, women have been getting, because for years and years and years and years and years of American sports, especially televised sports, women's sports have gotten short shrift. There hasn't been a women's sports that a lot of people really paid a lot of attention to. Now, I might be missing something obvious, but nothing pops into my mind where there was like the women's sport was the biggest sport. It just wasn't, right? The way that they
would— Figure skating, maybe.
You know, yeah, maybe figure skating or something like that. But again, a lot of those still used very tight outfits, what I mean? When I think about female golfing, same thing. They're in skirts. They're out there, you know, in like short dresses.
Skirts, yeah.
And tennis. You know, that sort of tennis is the same thing, short dresses. So if they were to do it, it was to do, you know, they were to have some sort of notoriety. It would have to have something that would then allow guys to watch it because there's a cute girl in a short outfit, right? But that is starting to change. You look at UFC, MMA fighting. Those women are out there in like what basically the dudes are wearing, right? They're in a sports bra and like longer sort of pants. Nobody's wearing like a cheeky outfit. They're all in like regular clothes.
Yeah, true.
They're not wearing any makeup. They're getting punched in the face and they got that like they're out there doing the same thing. And that's getting a big following in the MMA world. Like there's a lot of people who watch and enjoy the women's fights just as much as they enjoy the guys' fights. I think about the WNBA and how that is starting to grow more and more and more. We're seeing college basketball with women. And those are not revealing outfits.
Yeah.
That is just women being athletic. Yeah. That's it. That's all it is. They're just those outfits are this pretty much the same outfits that the dudes in the NBA wear, longer shorts, you know, a shirt instead of a tee, because guys will wear the tank top in NBA, but they don't, I don't think they do it as near as I can tell. They have like sleeves.
More of a t-shirt type.
But it's more of a t-shirt, but they're in big baggy clothes.
Right.
And you get an opportunity to see that. It doesn't have to be the lingerie bowl for people to be like, no, actually that's really good sports.
Yeah. It's really crass and like, it really demeans women. And it also like shortchanges like the reality that we will watch women perform sports Without sexualizing them. I totally see your point. And like from this article, there's two things I wanted to read real quick. Because one thing this is said that really struck me. This woman being interviewed says, I'm queer and I'm attracted to female bodies, but I don't expect or enjoy seeing female athletes or male athletes put in a position to battle self-consciousness at their place of work. That is not part of the job description. That's real important. These people are at work.
Yeah.
Like you can't.
No, you're right.
It's really gross to be like, hey, the dress code is going to be, I want to see most of your ass hang out. Yeah.
This is suddenly Hooters.
Yeah, right. Get the fuck out of here. I love Cecil when you do the notes and you find for the funny show a headline ripped out of Mad Libs.
It really is, right?
This is fucking Mad Libs. Retired chiropractor killed Elvis impersonator by chloroforming him more than once during sex.
100%. 100% is Mad Libs.
That is just... I could never have come up with that.
That is, give me an occupation.
Yes.
Give me another occupation. Yeah. give me a verb. Give me a, you know, a drug.
A drug. And give me an activity.
Give me an activity.
Okay, I got it. Retired chiropractor killed Elvis impersonator by chloroforming more than once during sex. You would win that Mad Libs.
I want to point out too that it was like, it seems like it was consensual sex and that this was something that they were doing where they were like chloroforming. This isn't like somebody who kidnapped someone.
Cecil?
Yeah.
It's 2024 and I know I am not allowed to kink shame. However, I am kink shaming. Chloroform is not safe. You can't chloroform.
I want to correct you. Oh. Anything that's a crime is not a kink.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to just correct you and be like, that's not a kink.
Yeah.
So if somebody were like, I'm going to kink shame, it's pedophilia. No, that's a crime.
Right.
So it's not a kink. When you use the word kink, that is a playful sexual activity.
Right.
Not a thing that can kill somebody.
Dude.
That's a difference. So like, you're not kink shaming anything. You're decrying a crime.
I am. But I'm also going to say like, I think it's fucking weird that you're like, this would be hotter if you were unconscious. I just think that's like, maybe you should interrogate that part of yourself.
I don't know that it's 100% unconscious that they're going for though.
With the chloroform?
I think that they're maybe going for an altered state.
Oh, okay.
I think possibly misunderstand that it's like, I would like you to violate my limp body. And the other person's like, I would like to violate a limp body. I don't think that's the case.
That's what I assume.
Part of me thinks that it's for a... It's for like an altered state.
Let's get kind of high on chloroform.
Let me get kind of high on chloroform and then we do it and it feels better. But the person went overboard. That's my idea of what happened.
I was assuming.
I don't think somebody's like, no, definitely put me under so I don't remember any of it.
Because I was just going to be like, maybe on both ends of that sexual transaction, you should interrogate that part of yourself.
Yeah. No, no,
it's like,
no.
This is what I like. Like, it's okay to like other things. Yeah. You could just be like, that's weird. I'm not going to do everything I like, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, there's a place you can take things where it's like, okay, maybe that's too far.
Yeah.
I think we can say that at some point.
Absolutely.
When somebody ends up dead,
absolutely.
I think you should be like, all right, you know what? That was not a healthy one.
I think
that was not a healthy one.
And I agree. And I think people use the word kink in a way that I think is incorrect sometimes.
I do too.
Where they say, I'm going to kink shame. And you're like, no, that you're not kink shaming a pedophile. That's not a kink.
No,
that's
crime. That's a crime.
That is literally a crime. So I think people misunderstand and they think because people will say something like you can't kink shame, someone will then think like, well, that means that I can't ever have an opinion about how somebody has a sexual thing,
experience.
And you're like, that may be true for most of what they do as long as they keep it amongst themselves. But the moment they start harming someone else or including something that can't give consent, that's not a kink anymore.
Yeah.
That's not a kink. And we can't. And if you blur that line and you call it a kink, then you're basically saying that I'm including that into an area that it shouldn't be in.
From AP News, again, Mad Libs. Canadian family receives wrong body after father died on Cuban vacation.
This is worse than getting the wrong Grubhub order, in my opinion.
Have you gotten the wrong order before?
No, I've never. I've had people like fuck them up, but I've never gotten the wrong order.
I have gotten the wrong order. You know where you cannot get Grubhub from in my neck of the woods successfully is goddamn Cold Stone Creamery. I get the wrong shit. Every
you
time.
You eat it though, don't you?
Yes, I eat it, Cecil.
Of course I fucking eat it.
Somebody brought me ice cream.
Is it bad?
Well, the thing is like, I've never gotten lucky and been like, that was better than what I wanted.
It's always worse.
I'm always like, I don't want the sweet cake batter ice cream. That's too sweet.
Stuff. Can I just say, it's not
gross.
A fan of cake batter ice cream.
No,
I'm not a fan of that.
Bad.
Cake batter is amazing at the very end, right before you're done and you do one of these.
Yeah.
Cake batter is awesome. Cake batter is not good if you don't bake it and sit down with a bowl of cake batter. It's not good.
Not good.
It's not going to be good. I don't care how much you pour into your cereal bowl. Not going to be as good as the cake that you make.
No.
It's only good licking the spoon or the spatula or maybe that one little taste at the end. That's the only time, in my opinion. Look. This is my own taste, but genuinely, I don't see how getting a whole bowl of that is good.
No, and like the Cold Stone Creamer near me sends me either someone else's order. It's happened more than once. And always the order is less too. It's not like they're sending me like,
oh, fuck.
I'm always getting like a small and I'm like, I've never ordered a small ice cream in
like
my life.
I want something that is as big as my two fists.
When I'm ordering ice cream and I'm paying the premium to have it delivered to my house, I'm getting the most possible ice cream. Like whatever the biggest yeses box I can check on your order form. Plus they like, it's always wrong combinations or they're like, send me one thing and leave another thing out. Or it's always wrong. It's never right.
For me, Portillo's is almost always wrong too. It used to be anyway. It's not as bad as it was, but for a long time, I'd be like, dude, I ordered a combo and there's no sausage. And you're like, but it's a combo. Like it needs,
I know.
Like, it's not, it's just an O. It's like, there's no com at all. It's like, there's no sausage on this Italian beef. By the way, if you're not from Chicago and you wouldn't know this, a combo is Italian beef with an Italian sausage inside of it. So you take Italian beef and put it in there, and then you put an Italian sausage on it. And then if you're a Chicagoan, you cover that with giardiniera or mozzarella cheese and then giardiniera, and then you eat it. And it is heaven. It is literally heaven. It is the greatest sandwich. I don't know that there's a better sandwich than a combo. I don't know that there is. I think that that might be the pinnacle of all sandwiches.
There's no better legal sandwich.
Maybe you could get one at like a royal person's orgy, but you can't get a better sandwich.
Like a sandwich of like Molly and meth. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's better. I don't know. I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Outstanding.
I'm not
sandwich.
Invited to the orgies.
But I'll tell you what, though. Sometimes you order from Bertil's, you'll be like, but they, I forgot half the combo.
I know, dude, I know.
And don't get me wrong. It's still either an Italian sausage or it's an Italian beef. And both of those are amazing.
Still gonna eat it.
But it's not as good as the combo.
No, it's not. And it's not the combo. It's not. And yeah. Like, you know, when you think you're gonna get your dead dad returned from your Cuban vacation.
How terrible would this be? They just like lose it.
And instead, somebody sends you a Russian guy.
Could you imagine getting the wrong body? And then being like, I don't think this is what I ordered.
Plus then what do you do with the dead Russian guy? They shipped him a dead Russian guy.
Well, and then you got to ship it back and the kitchen staff's all mad at you because you sent it back.
Well, it's like so hard to fix the label onto him and like, then you got to like drive him to the fucking UPS store, box him up and everything. It's a whole thing.
Really is a something. And then you can't get his arm back in there. It keeps popping up. You're like, come on, man.
I just try to tape the box up all awkward and shit. And they're
like, no, I can't ship it like that. There's an arm hanging out of it.
And you're like,
it's going to catch on the fucking belt.
Do you have some scissors? They did it like in this story. They send this family some tattooed Russian dude instead of fucking dad.
Could you imagine?
They still don't know where dad's at.
That's so crazy. Check so Russia.
Also, yeah, I know. Like, that's like, you don't think this was a simple one for one swap?
They're calling other FedEx depots. Like, you got a, like a Cuban guy. we got the wrong one.
There's somebody like, you know, they think they've got like a thing of cigars. Hey, you want a Cuban? They open it up and it's just like some dude, some dead dad rolled up in a cigar wrapper.
It's like when I was a kid and I used to take the cigar wrapper and wear it as a ring.
Yeah. My dad used to- Like, if you're this Russian family, you don't have your Russian family member.
And you can't even swapsies because you don't know who that is.
Yeah, are they holding them hostage? Is it like you got to negotiate the center here? You have to pass notes to like a neutral third party? And a neutral third party, and Canada's not one of them?
Did they check?
They're the most neutral third party.
Did they check to see if this Russian guy was running for office?
If there was a fucking dead Russian guy, I would not touch it. I'm sure
it's covered. 100%.
It's covered in poison.
In an hour, there's like a Putin stooge at your door.
That's like when you find like a fucking suitcase full of heroin. Yeah, and they're like, No, I didn't.
No idea.
Nope. I've never been here.
We're walking down this way.
Yep. Wherever I've been, no, I haven't. I've never been here. Absolutely.
There's like a British royal coming back. Sorry, that was mine. That's for the party. Earlier.
Do you know any girls?
All right, that's going to wrap it up for this week. Funny show. We'll be back on Monday with a whole show for you. We're going to leave you like we always do with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno-Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo-quasi-alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy healing, water downward spiral, brain deadpan, sales pitch, late night info-docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death in towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your signs. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and information provided on this podcast are intended for entertainment purposes only. All opinions are solely that of Glory Hole Studios, LLC. Cognitive Dissonance makes no representations as to accuracy, completeness, currentness, suitability, or validity of any information, and will not be liable for any errors, damages, or butthurt arising from consumption. All information is provided on an as-is basis. No refunds. Produced in association with the local Dairy Council and viewers like you.